The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America.
Wow, Ted Cruz wins the Wisconsin primary Republican-wise, and Bernie Sanders takes it for the Dems. What does this mean? Right from the get-go here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, was this a shocker or what?
Well, we did expect that Ted Cruz was going to pull it out as the last 2 days went on, but the degree that he pulled it out is quite astounding, and if you look on the other side, with Bernie Sanders winning quite handily over Hillary Clinton, that might mean that there is really some chance for him in a place that she's won twice as senator, which is New York City. New York State.
So you and I have talked about this before. Is there a chance that we see two open conventions?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, currently, if she has the more delegates, she will get the super delegates. And then she will, of course, get the nomination. But if he comes in with more, you know, technically it is still possible for him to win. It's going to be difficult. But without the superdelegates, he's getting very close.
Yeah. And then on the other side, which we just said about Cruz, the big win, like you mentioned, because it was such a big win, doesn't that mean that it's going to be a contested convention in July if you look at the numbers?
Well, yes, and in fact, what's happening is that tomorrow is the Republican walkthrough for the convention in Cleveland, Ohio. So my guess is there's going to be an awful lot of security questions, because people are expecting it to be like Chicago in 1968. And for those of us old bats that are old enough to remember, it was a crazy time.
Yeah, no kidding. Is this the most interesting election that you've covered?
It is the most interesting election I've covered, and I've covered every election since 92.
Wow, crazy. Do you think it's just catching up with Trump that they're showing some cracks in their campaign?
Well, I think that Trump has made some things that have made people in the party very, very nervous. And so I think what's going on with the fact that he's made everybody so nervous is that they are trying to push anybody but Trump. And he's in the anybody but Trump category. right?
Yeah.
So, listen, I talked to a lot of sort of Democrat-leaning people, and they'd much rather see Trump than Cruz. But I actually don't think Cruz could win either against Hillary or could win against Sanders, but a lot of people think Trump has a chance. So when you put the two up in terms of matchups and polls, Trump does better, but the party establishment does not want an outsider that has nothing to do with the party.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen, thanks so much for popping on.
We appreciate it.
You know, and what Ellen said, it's interesting because in the exit polls, 67% of Wisconsin Republican voters decided before last week, they say. That's an astounding number. Close to 70% had already made up their mind is what they were saying. And that shows you that there definitely is a pull for Cruz because they knew what they were doing going into this. And you also heard what Ellen said there, that what's wild about this is when you throw up these hypotheticals, Cruz doesn't do so well against Sanders or Hillary Clinton. But, you know, how about that? Crazy. We knew heading into this, like she said a couple of days ago, that it wasn't looking good for Trump. But the fact that those exit polls show what they showed, and it means the contested convention in Cleveland, that also makes it extraordinarily interesting because of what they'll deal with this rare contested convention. I mean, what a turning point. double-digit win over Trump, a breakthrough for the Republican Party that they were trying to block Trump, the ones that were trying to block Trump, certainly. So this prolonged nomination fight lasts at least until July. It has to, because of how the numbers are falling. And Trump got into the night with 737 convention delegates to Cruz's 481. That left him 500 delegates short of the 1,237 needed. So this is why we're in this situation now, looking at the numbers. So Cleveland. And even Cruz turned his attention to Hillary Clinton. In the Democratic race, the win for Sanders, his sixth in the last seven nominating contests, if you're paying attention, was big. And Sanders says his message of breaking up the big banks, reining in Wall Street, and reducing income inequality is bringing a lot of young voters, we know that, into the process of doing this, and a lot of new people. But Clinton certainly didn't seem fazed. On Tuesday night, she just tweeted out a congratulations. She said, congratulations to Bernie Sanders on winning Wisconsin, to all the voters and volunteers who poured your hearts into this campaign forward. H, that's what she wrote. Now, heading into Tuesday, Clinton led Sanders by 263 pledged delegates in the race for the 2,383 needed to be nominated in July in Philadelphia. But she has a big lead in the superdelegates. Ellen mentioned that that's key because they're the party leaders. They can back any candidate. And when you have the superdelegates, you have the chips. So Sanders would have to have those delegates, enough of those delegates, to edge her out. And right now, he doesn't have that because of the way the Democratic Party system awards them in all states, etc. So under this system, she's got so many more of the super. And this is wild. And, you know, this keeps rolling on because now the race moves to New York on April 19th and then five other states in the East on April 26th. So very, very big deal. And that New York 19th number is a big one. Because what will happen with Hillary Clinton with the ties to New York and what will happen with Donald Trump with his ties to New York. But numbers-wise, for Trump, it's still a different scenario than Hillary Clinton because of the superdelegates that she's got. So it is going to be a contested convention in July for the Republicans. There's just no way around it. This was a turning point for Cruz. A huge, huge turning point. And as for Donald Trump, he's laying off staff. The campaign is having a few problems. So the wheels are starting to come off a little bit for Donald Trump. I don't know that he bails out of this, but I'm sure that they're feeling a little bit of this heat now because he's not sliding into this. But this started happening in March. They started to shed some of that staff that they started doing in Florida and Ohio. They started to dump some of the excess staff. Let's put it that way. Coming up on the flip side, something completely different. We're going to talk with Jeff Steyer about some cockamamie numbers, shoddy science when it comes to fats in favor of carbohydrates. We'll explain in just a minute on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nutrition advice that's bogus on fats? Oh, this is right up Jeff Steyer's alley. So it is awesome to have him with us live as he's in our virtual green room. Wait till you hear this story. It'll blow your mind in a sense, because if you don't have people out there holding their feet to the fire, who knows what's going on with food? And that's the problem. Of course, Jeff Steyer and is with the Center for Policy Public Policy Research Risk Analysis. You know I'm a speaker. And he has something to say about what happened with the food writers as well, who ponied up with him to criticize the Consumer Federation of America and the journalists, who is a big critic of this nutrition science that just is like junk science. And that happened this week at the National Food Policy Conference. I knew I could get that out. That's three cups of coffee. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, good to be back with you, Kate.
Hey, so tell us, explain this for us. Flush this out a little bit better.
It's pretty straightforward. The Consumer Federation is having this national food policy conference Wednesday and Thursday in Washington, and they're having people from the USDA and the Center for Science and the Public Interest, and they invited a food researcher and writer, Nina Teichholz, who has challenged some of the dogma that we shouldn't be eating any fat in our diets. We should have these very low-fat diets. And obviously the people who don't want us eating meat were against that. And there were just a few people on the panel, including one from the USDA, and one from the Center for Science and the Public Interest. And Politico reported last week that the panel members, and they didn't name who, but there were only a couple on there, said they wouldn't be on the panel together with Nina Teichholz, who's calling into question this dogma. And the conference, instead of saying, okay, if you don't want to participate, you know, don't, they uninvited the critic. They uninvited the critic. So they're silencing. And this was a major food policy conference taking place this week in Washington. And they said, no, we're not going to have any criticism because the panel members wouldn't have them. It wasn't as if it wasn't a bona fide speaker. It's a best-selling author and someone really challenging some of what we need more of in Washington, which is critical thinking. They said, no, we won't have her on the panel. And, okay, we won't be on the panel. And they said, that's fine. So what's happening is we've got this singular way of thinking now that we need what they call sustainable food programs. We need more gardening and less what they call industrial agriculture, you know, the efficient ways that we have food in this country that make food taste good and less expensive. Look, if you want to do backyard gardening, that's great, but I'm based here in New York City. It's 30 degrees here, you know. You can't garden all year round. You can't have local community gardens supplying our country's food. And they want to have these sustainable, locally grown organic food advocates, not only being at the USDA, which they are, and the Center for Science and the Public Interest, the Nanny State Group that kind of gets on TV whenever they want to, but they won't even allow criticism. They won't even be on the same panel as someone that offers a different point of view. It was one thing, Kate, when they said, you know what, we're going to give nutritional guidance. You know, what's the role of the government? We're going to give nutritional guidance. Okay, fine. But then, of course, you've got soda taxes, and then you've got government nutrition guidance telling us how much money we spend for the military on food and how food stamps, what they can spend money on. And then all of a sudden, it goes from one thing to now we're banning ingredients in food, and now we won't even hear the other side. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, how unfair and unbalanced is that? That supposedly that's certainly not a tenet of open communication, right? And normally you would welcome that debate, especially in that kind of a forum, right?
Exactly. The left always talks about transparency and openness, and you know we ought to have egalitarian. Everyone ought to have a on this issue. For some reason, they are so afraid of hearing the other side. The World Health Organization said that meat causes cancer. Well, you know what? They didn't have the data. They were trying to get us to eat less meat because they think it's bad for the environment. And they had to retract their statement. They had to go back and say, well, it doesn't really cause cancer, but there's some evidence. The left is so obsessed with food these days. They've turned it into such a political issue. And they've gone so far out beyond the science that now they're unwilling to even countenance criticism.
Yeah, crazy. Nina Teicholz held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington. Do you know what she had to say about that? I think that's wild.
Well, what she did, it was interesting. She was supposed to be on this panel on Wednesday and Thursday, and she said, look, if they're not going to have me, if somebody either from the USDA or the Center for Science and Public Interest wouldn't be willing to hear what I'm about to say, I'm just going to say it anyway. So good for her. And I imagine she said, we have to question the dietary guidelines that the government puts out every 5 years. You know, the government has been against eating meat. They've been increasingly under pressure from the left to tell us to eat less meat and more plant-based foods to get our protein. And we've been eating more carbs, and people have been gaining more weight. So maybe we ought to question. She's just saying maybe we ought to question some of this federal advice. You know, regardless of what you think, whether you're in favor of carbs or meat, whatever it may be, why can't we come together and say, let's have an open discussion and have all sides heard and let the USDA and let the Center for Science and the Public Interest defend publicly in Washington, defend their position in front of a critic, and they won't do that. That's the problem. Regardless of your view on this particular issue about eating more fat or less fat and more carbs, regardless of that, you should be outraged that we can't anymore on nutrition issues have alternate viewpoints being heard and defended in a public conversation.
Boy, I so agree. We're speaking with the National Center for Public Policy Research Risk Analysis Director Jeff Steyer. Very troubling when we talk about food. The food police, again, people making their own decisions. Let the information flow in all directions, and that's fine. I agree with you. And it's crazy with what they're doing with some of these. They're talking about clamping down on food providers if they make a mistake in calorie counting. Is that right?
Well, this is one of the really troubling parts. Part of Obamacare that we didn't really know about until after it passed was a requirement to have calorie counts on menus at chain restaurants. Okay, maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. There was actually a study on that in New York where they passed that first, of course, under Mayor Bloomberg. And turns out it's not doing any good. In fact, for inner city kids. They compared the inner city kids in New York and inner city kids in New Jersey, and they found out when there were calorie count requirements on the menu, and you had to see how many calories you're eating, they actually chose higher calories. Maybe they wanted to get more bang for the buck in the calorie count. But what's happening now is unless Congress changes the law as part of Obamacare that's being implemented by the Food and Drug Administration about the calorie counts on the menus, imagine a pizza chain, and they've got lots of different pizza, lots of different toppings. Each one has to have a separate calorie count on it, on the menu. And if you don't, or if you make an honest mistake, you could not only get heavy fines, but there is potential criminal liability for not having a correct calorie count. That's how, I mean, you could argue over calorie counts on menus, whether they help or not. But this administration and the left at the city and state level, Philadelphia, $200 million soda tax in the works. Everywhere you go, it's so dogmatic, it's so ideological, that it's no wonder they were not willing to have this open discussion anymore in Washington, because the left's view on this must be right, and we can't have a debate on it. Otherwise, either you're paid off by industry, and that's what Nina Teichel's been criticized. She's not even, they call her pro-meat. She's not even pro-meat. She's just questioning whether we ought to be having a higher balance of fat as opposed to carbs. And the first criticism is, oh, you're paid off by the food industry or the cattle industry or the sugar industry or whatever it may be, because they can't defend their science. So we won't even have that debate. And that's going across the board. And now, you know, big pizza. We want to fine restaurant owners, the people who own the chain, the people who own the individual restaurant if they don't get the calorie counts right. That's how far off the hinges we've gone in a conversation about nutrition, which ought to be nonpartisan.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Excellent, as always. Thanks so much, Jeff Steyer.
Good to be with you and your audience.
Yeah, and pay attention to what Jeff said. It is scary. There is no transparency there. The free flow of information, you decide. Listen, we know how people feel about food, but the idea that they wouldn't let Nina Teichholz, the journalist, speak so that they would have this lively discussion on this panel is insane, because if I were running the show, I would want to have that kind of a discussion. Let the others shoot it down if they don't like what she has to say, and vice versa. Makes sense to me. Hey, your chance to react to what happened in Wisconsin, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission, ambition. Omega-3, get in me. Extra eggs on my omelette. Waking up to a fresh fruit cup. Sweeter than a motherfucking chub.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
So the count is in. Ted Cruz soars to a win in Wisconsin, and Bernie Sanders does as well. What's very significant is that now there's just no way, if you look at the numbers for the Republicans, this is going to be an open convention, which means really anything can happen with that loss in Wisconsin. So it means you can flip a couple of different coins and some different things may happen with the Republicans. You know, these rumors about Paul Ryan, could they choose Paul Ryan? Could they pluck him out? And, you know, and Cruz, can you imagine? It may be Cruz. Who knows? This is the who knows deal, because it's about the establishment, the party, and then once you go to a convention, I think that is going to be one wild convention. We have a special correspondent going to the convention, but if we can do it, we may sneak this show up to the convention, because I just can't even imagine what that is going to look like. Let's put it that way. And like I mentioned, for the Democrats, because of the superdelegates Hillary has, although it's not great for her to take a thump, she still has those superdelegates. And just so you know the score for the delegate count, Trump has 737, Cruz 505, and now we're heading into New York. New York is going to be really, really interesting to watch and see what happens there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, inviting all of you to jump on and let your thoughts flow. I'm sure you have them. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. So you heard Jeff Steyer and what he had to say about that craziness with the whole food thing.
Yeah, and you know, it was so bizarre because me and my girlfriend, we were just talking about that today. about how our kids, okay, we're talking, you know, between 28 and 34, that group area, what they call them, millennials, I believe.
Right. Millennials, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we were talking about what they feed their kids now, and they're not giving them any fat at all. And if they even eat beef, it's so lean, it tastes like cardboard. You know what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Cardboard beef. And I wonder why they don't like beef. It's of course, what is it? Yeah.
Right, and that's like my girlfriend, who's Mima. She's trying to give her grandson the beef that her daughter bought, and he won't even eat it.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, because it tastes like cardboard.
Right, right.
Yeah. But he'll eat meat at Mima's house, for sure.
Right. So what do you think about that? That, you know, here you've got this reporter with a different point of view, and it's like, yeah, forget it. I'm sorry you're not playing along, so leave.
I know it. I think it's just, I don't know what the world is coming to. It just drives, well, me and my girlfriend, it drives us crazy. We're talking about it all the time, all about the weird things that are going on. And I always say my dad would be rolling over in his grave if he knew about that, you know?
Right, exactly.
You know, and he was a Republican. Yeah, so, yeah, it's crazy. And I am just stymied on who to vote for, man. I mean, really. I don't have a clue.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's not, I can tell you, heading into this, no matter how many people I talk to, no matter how long I've been in this game, even the people I know in Washington on the ground that have been there forever can't believe it. And you know, we have all different points of view. You know, Ellen Ratner comes on, couldn't be more liberal, but has plenty of friends that are Republican, has covered all the presidents, has been near all the presidents, has been at the White House, and she said she's never seen anything like this.
No, I haven't either. Ever. And let's see, I believe it, I can't even remember who the first president I voted for. I want to say, let me see, I think it was Carter, and Carter, when he was elected, that was the first time. I was right out of high school.
Right.
That was 76, right?
Carter, so you voted for Carter.
Yeah. That was because I come out of high school in 75, and then I was going to be voting because I was 18, right, when I graduated in June.
Right.
So that November, I was, like, ready to rock and roll. But, you know, back then, they didn't start all this crap. I mean, until, like, you know, maybe it seemed like it was only, like, you know, 4 months before the election you got anything going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't – if you go back in history and you look at mudslinging or tossing things around from the very beginning, this really has been now, in modern times, it starts so early, it's ridiculous.
Too long. Way too long. That's why everybody's so confused.
I know. Way too long.
I feel that way. Yeah, very much so. So, this whole thing about the food and then the fine. This is just, what? This is America. You can have as much fat on your pizza as you want, for Christ's sake. Yeah. So get over it, government.
Right. The food police. I think people should be able to do what they want to do, regardless. Whatever, it's your health, it's your responsibility, and it shouldn't be policed. Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's why Jeff Steyer says it's the nanny state. It's this what's been happening, and then he gives you the example of the kids choosing to hire calories.
Right. I believe it. I really do believe it.
Yeah.
You know, really, because of the flavor. And, you know, like, I kept both my girlfriend and I kept saying, you know, if you do it in moderation, you know, have that juicy fat steak, like, once a month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For special occasion. you know, not every week. Well, who can afford steak every week? But what I'm saying is for the flavor with the nice fat and the cheeses, man. I want 20 cheeses on my pizza, okay? Somebody eat for Christ's sake. So that's my steak on it, okay, Kate? So,
that's your 2 cents. I love it, Kathy. Thanks for calling in. Oh, man.
I'm just so glad I got to talk with you again. And, you know, I love my Tuesday nights, man. I get to talk with my girl.
I love it. Tell your friend hi, because now you got something to tell her that you heard with Jeff's conversation with me. So how about that? It was very timely, perked Kathy up. And I think a lot of people, too, because it goes back to the same thing. If we're jumping back to food, what we were saying is personal responsibility of what you're doing and what you want to do. And can you imagine? It's like if you're told you can only eat these units, you can only have these units, you cannot take this, you cannot have that. Well, yeah, we know. We're seeing that. And it's not working very well. But the fact that a journalist was barred, was bounced off of a panel is just so crazy to me, because normally you would want to have different points of view, but it just, again, shows, no, we don't want anything. It's, boom, status quo. That's all that we're getting here. All right, so we jump back to, again, what we're talking about with the elections and this big turning point now with Ted Cruz. It is really the huge story, because it changes the game completely, meaning if Trump had won and then he goes into New York and wins, and then you start to look at the numbers, it becomes much more difficult. So even for the first time in the Reuters national poll, Cruz takes the lead. So on the ground, Cleveland is just going to be nutty. I mean, it's just going to be Nutsville. Absolutely. So Cruz has pulled into a statistical dead heat with Trump. In this national poll late that came out on Tuesday, Cruz got 35.2% of the support to Trump's 39.5%. So that's margin of error right there. Numbers put them in that 4.8 percentage point credibility interval, which means that measure of accuracy. Cruz and Trump were also briefly in a dead heat at one point at the tail end of March. Wow. I mean, the momentum, they've broken some of the areas of the party that were not thrilled about Trump have managed to break the Trump momentum. They've managed to be able to do that. And that's huge because of the way he was tracking. And that changes the game completely. And you wonder if it changes what happens in the next couple of months. I mean, let's see what happens coming out of New York, meaning what's the fervor going to be like? What's the buzz going to be like? And for goodness sake, all of you have opinions and you're listening, and you know you're either seething, you're either happy, you're either befuddled, or you think this is party politics and this is insanity. Trump needs 61% of the remaining delegates to win the nomination. So that's the problem when you look at the numbers. 61% is a fat number, my friends. It is a big, big number to achieve as the time draws to a close. So that was, if he lost, you know, if he lost in Wisconsin, then it jumps to actually 64%. Now that I calculated, the number's higher than 61, 64. That's crazy. It would have been so much easier the other way around. That's why it's such a setback. That's why that's such a big setback. If he had hit that number, if he had won Wisconsin, that would have made a big difference. So this contested national convention in Cleveland looks very, very likely. Speaking of food, we're talking about my dealio with Nutrisystem. Yes, it's true. It's awesome, baby. That's next on ATN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. As many of you know, as all of you know, I've been doing the Nutrisystem program, and it's fantastic. I cannot tell you how much I like the food and like the results. I'm down 14 and a half pounds in just a little over a month, and it's just... I'm having a phenomenal run, and I absolutely love it. And then my favorite food, I was going through my food today, and I'm going to ask Dawn about this, is I'm from Philly, so they have this Philly cheesesteak sandwich. It's like a pocket. And I eat that, and I eat some broccoli with it, and I've had that for lunch, and I've had people come up to me and say, hey, where'd you get that? I say, Nutrisystem. So I love it. In the radio station when I'm there, they say that. So, Dawn, you just heard what I said. It's just been fantastic for me, and what I continue to see, and what I shouldn't say it amazes me, is the variety of food that you have on Nutrisystem. And you offer all kinds of food. So, you know, some of it is, like, there's beef and broccoli. I mentioned the sandwich. There's snacks that you get in between, too, and breakfast. And, you know, if you're traveling, because I had to go on the road, you had items that I could use on the road, so it was easy for me to follow it. And I guess that's the question I have. How easy is it to follow Nutrisystem if you just go on the plan and follow it?
Yeah, well, first off, congratulations, Kate, because that's
tremendous and awesome news. I know I find when I'm on program and I lose those 10 pounds that we tend to gain, it just really gives you a whole different outlook on things. It really, really motivates you and keeps you going. So I think the variety of food is really important because people get bored, right? You know, if we're just having that cabbage soup or the salad every day, it gets boring. My favorites, you mentioned some of yours, my favorites are the chicken parmesan. Love that. And my go-to item, as everybody in the office here knows, are those chocolate breakfast muffins, which to me, it's you know, for someone with a sweet tooth, it really, really works. But, you know, you're getting the fiber and the protein you need to start your morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I like those, and I like the banana nut muffins, too, which are just great. And that's what I said. So running to the airport, no reason to say, ugh, what am I going to do? Can I balance something out and grab something? And, yeah, I don't have to worry about it because it's easy. Just get a cup of coffee. Yeah, pack and go. And so that's what you have, items that you can – because I've had people ask me that, and I say, well, there's things that you can take that are so easy that you can easily pack it up in your stuff and move along. And we have bathing suit season that's coming up. And I know we're starting to see a lot of spots for bathing suits, and it is a time where there is pressure, don't you think, to lose weight, to look better for those vacations?
Yeah, I think we all start thinking about it, right? We begin thinking about it with the new year, and then we kind of stop thinking about it. But generally, right around this time of year, when it starts getting a little warmer, although we just had snow this week, but you know, when it starts getting a little warmer, you really start thinking about the months ahead. And I think there's a lot of pressure, but I don't always think it's bad. I think anything that motivates you to get started is a good thing. And, you know, thinking about wanting to look good and feel more energy for the summer is not a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another problem that a lot of people have is the I think I'll do it tomorrow, I could do it next week, or there's a party, because if I said that, every week there's a meeting, there's a party, there's a possibility of going with my pals to dinner, whatever it is. And I think it's what we call a procrastination trap. Explain that. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree, because there's always, you know, I'll just do this today, I'll start tomorrow, or as summer comes, after the barbecue, after Memorial Day, after 4th of July, and then you find months have just disappeared. And what we like to tell people is just get started. We recognize that people are not going to be perfect. You know, real life happens, and you're going to go to the barbecue. You're going to have some days go better than others. But with Nutrisystem, it's really easy if you have a not-so-great day, which we all do, and there's nothing wrong with that, that it's really easy to get back on track the next day because we have the system that allows you to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the key. And maybe it's me, but I think a lot of people are the same way. And, Dawn, you might be the same way, and you know you're in this business, but just in life in general. When you have a plan, it seems a lot easier to follow it. Then when you fall down, like you said, it's easier to get back up, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, especially when it's as simple as, okay, have this for breakfast, have this for lunch, have this with dinner, have your snack, add your veggies and fruits, and go with it. It's just much easier than having to plan it out. And I think the other downfall for a lot of us is that we're so busy, so we don't have time to plan. So having that go-to system really works for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the same thing for me. There's no question about it. And you said this at the top with the amount of weight that I've lost. It's once you get that initial, I think, 5 pounds off, 10 pounds off, and you can see it, there is also something to seeing the results. Don't you believe?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we find. That's why that first week is so important, that you actually start to see the results, because that just keeps people going. And, you know, it's great. You know, doesn't it feel great to be down more than 10 pounds? And you really begin to see the difference in your clothing. That's a dress size. 10 pounds is a dress size.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great.
It is. It's awesome. And I'll tell everybody, it's very easy to get on the program. Listen, I'm a very, very busy person between radio, TV, studios, running around, business meetings. And if I can do it, trust me, you all can do it by following that plan. I think that's so key. And getting out of what we just talked about, the procrastination trap. Dawn, thank you so much, as always.
Great. Thanks to be here, Kate.
All right, once again, Dawn, thanks so much. It's great to talk to the CEO, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, because over the years we've talked about what happens to so many of us when we're trying to, let's face it, get in shape. So for me, what Dawn said is completely true. The problems have been, you know, I've been super thin. I've been a little chunky. I've been in between. And the problems for me is that I have a crazy cockamamie schedule, probably like many of you, and we know this. Some of you third shifters working different hours, etc. I say that all the time. So there's no doubt the key is to have my food ready, to know what I'm going to eat. And I have to really honestly say this, I'm blown away by the kinds of food that you get to eat on this program. Whether it's, I mean, so you think about it, because Mexican food, so Mexican tortilla soup, or I'm a big Italian fan, of course, cheese tortellini, they have pizzas. And the way that it's measured out, and then with the other foods you're rounding it out with, the other key thing is you're just not, you know, you're just not hungry. It's so tough, isn't it? When I even see so many of my guy friends, for all of you guys listening out there, who just have, you know, 20, maybe 25 pounds they need to lose because they're chowing down. They might be working out and doing some other things, but they go out and they're playing golf or they're doing something else, and before you know it, they've put down, you know, too many calories, and then that starts to stack up, and then the problem becomes is traveling and whatever we have squished in between in our very hectic, busy schedules. That's why fast food was so brilliant in a sense, right? When it was invented, when the first idea, the idea of the phrase fast food, because it's fast food, because we're busy. Ugh, I'm starving. Let me go grab some fast food. There's windows open everywhere, and I can just go and drive through the drive-thru. And then, of course, the problem is that you're hungry afterwards. So it defeats that purpose. You're, you know, chowing down a whole bunch of calories, and then you're still hungry afterwards. And so, you know, that's the deal for me, honestly. The thing that's worked so well is that I've had the food planned out for me. I can grab it when I'm on the run. So like today, getting up early, I had some blueberries and I had a Nutrisystem banana nut muffin, and it was perfect. The blueberries were great and the muffin was great, and I was full, drank some water, and then boom, already you're off to having a snack or something else. So it's not about lecturing, it's just about how incredibly fascinating this has been, this journey through Nutrisystem for me, that I didn't even realize the variety. I figured the food would be decent, of course, I figured it would be great, but I didn't realize the variety of food and the way that I could use it so that I could grab it when I needed it. And if I had a little bit more time, I could make something else along with it or whatever. But it was easy to do and lay out so that there wasn't crazy amounts of choices going on in my head and trying to figure out what is it I'm going to eat. It's because that whole procrastination trap is so true, isn't it? Oh, all right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on The Flip Side here on America Tonight.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.